try to get a sense of the interconnectedness between places and people and the different kinds of relationships islanders have had and continue to have with turtle. My name is Leah Luichi-Vige, and I am descended from Torres Strait people from the Murray Islands in the Eastern Torres Strait and Badu Islands in the Western Torres Strait.
This spectacular mask is also from the Torres Strait Islands.
They're used in ceremonies related to death, but they were also used in ceremonies in the harvest times.
If you walk around the mask, you'll see plates of turtle shell sewn together with coconut husk fibre.
The hunting of turtle is a really kind of significant male practice.
But Dr. Leah Luichi-Vige is also interested in uncovering the role women played.
The first turtle that was hunted was brought onto the beach on some of the islands. An older woman would break a young coconut and sprinkle the water of the coconut onto the turtle. I suppose we could give all kinds of interpretations for it, but there is something about thanking the animal that is the first animal that's allowed itself to be brought onto the beach and to be used in the way that islanders would use it.
The turtle shell beard on this mask is decorated with cutouts.
It's the shapes that replicate the pads of the suckerfish. In other masks, it's there as etched lines that are then filled with lime.
Suckerfish also played an important role in turtle hunting. First, islanders would make a hole in the suckerfish's tail and attach a string.
And then when the hunters see the turtle that they want, they will throw the suckerfish into the water and it will find the turtle and attach itself to the turtle. So then once the suckerfish is attached, they will pull the string, and once they get close enough, then someone will jump onto the turtle or harpoon the turtle and remove the suckerfish. So the suckerfish was like the GPS for finding a turtle.